The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
It's with the roads we start, and a case, there's no point in denying it, and we say it out loudly, a case very close to all of our hearts here at 96 FM and especially at C103. The accident following which our beloved friend Paddy Farmer died in early 2023, and yesterday a man was found guilty of dangerous driving causing Paddy's death. Mairead is still in the newsroom and just has the details for me. Hi, Mairead.
Hi, PJ. Yeah, very, as you say, very close to all of us here. Yesterday that verdict came through yesterday afternoon, and man charged with dangerous driving causing the death of GA commentator Paddy Palmer was found guilty. Now, the jury in the trial of Bodan Bezverky, he's an address at Rigsdale House in Ballinhasic, they returned their verdict, as I say, yesterday afternoon. And of course, the 33-year-old Bodan Bezverky, he's a native of Ukraine, and he went on trial last week with facing this charge of dangerous driving causing death, and it was at Dunkering Cross in Inishannon on December 29th, 2022. And as you mentioned there at the start, PJ, that Paddy passed away a couple of days later into the start of 2023, the 8th of January. And we heard that he was hospitalised on the day of the collision. However, he did pass away from his injuries, as I say, there on the 8th of January. Now, during the trial, which, as I said, started last week, the court heard evidence from the assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margaret Bolster. And in that evidence, she said, you know, in kind of a background, that Mr. Palmer Paddy was around 300 to 500 metres from his home when the collision occurred. And it was a jury, PJ, of 7 women and 5 men. And it was a unanimous guilty verdict that they came to yesterday. Now, the judge in the case is Jonathan Dunphy. And I suppose with all these cases where, you know, I suppose a jury's involved, he thanked them for their time, for their patience. And, you know, I suppose you become excused from jury duty for a period of time, having served on one. So, yeah, he thanked them for their time, for their patience. He thanked them for their attention to detail. They had to, you know, listen to all the evidence and go and have their deliberations. And they came back yesterday with that unanimous guilty verdict. And Bodan Bezverky is going to be sentenced next month on the 2nd of May. It's a Thursday. He's remanded in continuing custody until then. And on a sentencing day, victim impact statements will be, you know, there'll be an opportunity for them to be delivered in the court just ahead of the sentencing. And so the 2nd of May is the next court date when Bodan Bezverky will be sentenced by Judge Jonathan Dunphy.
I understand it was an emotional moment in court when the verdict was announced.
It was, you know, when I suppose, you know, having for people to have sat through the trial and hearing all the evidence and, you know, I suppose reliving that time and then waiting and the anticipation of what verdict might come back. It is a very emotional time, and, you know, I suppose the word guilty is said so quick and that's it, but waiting just for that moment there's a lot of tension there and a lot of emotion. That guilty verdict, as I say, delivered yesterday, and the sentencing now in on the 2nd of May.
All right, Mairead, thank you for that, and I'm sure you'll be going along to hear that sentence handed down against Bodan Bezverky. And under the Road Traffic Act, I was looking it up this morning, for the offence of dangerous driving causing death, there's a maximum jail term of 10 years and a maximum fine of €20,000. So we will see what will be handed down on the 2nd of May. Thanks. Thank you, Mairead. And I mentioned it at the time of the awards this year, and there'll never again be a GAA campaign or particularly a GAA awards night that would be the same without our friend Paddy. There was a Paddy Palmer sized hole at our GAA awards this year. And if that was felt by us, his colleagues and friends, what must it be like for his family and the people who loved him the most? So we think particularly of them.
Cork's 96 FM.